With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump threatening to punish Russia with tariffs if there's no deal to end the war with Ukraine within 50 days. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said he's displeased with Russian President Putin's relentless attacks against Ukrainian civilian areas and Moscow's failure to end the war.
So based on that, we're going to be doing secondary tariffs if we don't have a deal in 50 days. It's very simple. And they'll be at 100%.
During an Oval Office meeting with the NATO chief, the president also announced plans to sell military equipment to NATO nations who will bolster Ukraine's military. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A man accused of killing two women in a Kentucky church Sunday had been scheduled for a domestic violence hearing the following day. Police say the incident began when the 47-year-old man shot and wounded a state trooper. He then went to the church and opened fire. Police then shot and killed the man. One New Yorker is, well, refusing to throw in the towel.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who wants to be the city's next mayor, put out a video message Monday saying the fight isn't over after losing the Democratic primary in June. Democratic socialist and assembly member Zoran Mamdani beat Cuomo by 12 percentage points.
My opponent, Mr. Mamdani, offers slick slogans but no real solutions.
Cuomo says only 13% of New Yorkers voted in the June primary, and November is a long way off. Julie Walker, New York.
The wildfire that destroyed historic Grand Canyon Lodge in Colorado is still growing. So far, the fire has destroyed at least 70 different structures. John MacArthur, pastor of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, died Monday at 86 with a battle of pneumonia. He'd been a longtime valued member of the Salem Radio Network family. This is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on politics and the pulpit.
The IRS announced this month that churches will no longer lose their tax-exempt status if the pastor endorses a political candidate by name from the pulpit. But even though that act is now permitted, it's not necessarily welcome. According to a poll from the Pew Research Center, large majorities of all religious groups oppose clergymen endorsing specific political candidates. That includes nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A disturbing new study from the Anti-Defamation League finds 25% of Americans believe recent surge in attacks on Jews in this country is, quote, understandable. Anti-Semitism spiked around the world following the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel, and the U.S. has not been immune. 40% of respondents say attacks on Jews would stop if Israel were to halt its efforts to remove Hamas from Gaza. This is SRN News. Well, meanwhile, Israeli attacks targeting in southern Syria. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
Israel has struck military tanks in southern Syria as Syrian government forces and Bedouin tribes clash with Druze militias there. Dozens of people have been killed in the fighting between local militias and clans in Syria's Suweida province. Government security forces that were sent to restore order on Monday also clashed with local armed groups. The Interior Ministry has said that more than 30 people died and nearly 100 others have been injured in that fighting. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. stock indexes held near their records following President Trump's latest updates on his tariffs. As speculation continues, he may back down possibly on a couple of them. S&P 500 Monday was up just a share, and the Dow was up 0.02%. NASDAQ rose 0.3%. More details at srnnews.com.